so that you wouldn't have to. Now, why do we need a sin bearer? Because you and I have a sin problem that is otherwise unfixable. We have corrupt hearts that need to be changed. We have a guilty record that needs to be expunged. We need forgiveness. Turn to Romans 3, if you would. Romans 3, 9. And I'm looking at my notes and seeing the length of passage that I wrote down here and thinking, wow, how long do you want to preach for? Well, I'm not sure. I didn't think about the exact time. But Romans 3, 9 and following. The problem that we need fixed. What then? Are Jews any better off? No, not at all. For we have already charged that all, both Jews and Greeks, are under sin. Under sin, under the ruling power of sin, and need to be liberated. Under the corrupting power of sin and need to be cleansed. Under the guilt of sin and need to be forgiven. All are under sin. None is righteous, no, not one. No one understands. No one seeks for God. This is man in and of himself. This is man apart from God's grace. Verse 12, all have turned aside. Together they've become worthless. No one does good, not even one. So the sin problem is universal. This is the first section. Their throat is an open grave. It's disgusting, isn't it? It's foul. They use their tongues to deceive, and don't we? The venom of asps is under their lips. Poisonous, poisonous things we say. Ripping each other's guts out with our words. Their mouth is full of curses and bitterness. Well, maybe not in church, but under your breath when no one's around. And in your mind and in your heart, maybe not even under your breath. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Think about the culture and times that we live in that may seem unique to us, but it just sums up human history. The murder. Murdering our own babies for expediency and convenience and comfort. What people is this? In their paths are ruin and misery. The way of peace they have not known. There's no fear of God before their eyes. We have a sin problem that is otherwise unfixable.